Good morning. It's quite poignant to be here with you for one last time before I leave the Forest Refuge this afternoon. And as I said the other night, it's been so beautiful to accompany you all for part of this Dharma journey. And I'll miss your presence and miss this process of meeting together and exploring together and could say adventuring together in the field of the Buddha Dharma. So maybe like some of you, I'm consciously orienting to equanimity to find that elasticity or resilience of heart and mind that does allow all of these changes to be known without losing balance. So this morning, just as a kind of a reprise, I'd like to touch back into equanimity. And in the morning reflection the other day, I brought in the Buddha's instructions to Rahula, where he told his son to orient his mind to the five elemental qualities of earth and water, fire, air, and space, as a support for steadying into non-reactivity. And in the guided meditation the other morning, I mostly focused on the elemental quality of earth, finding stability through connecting to the ground beneath us, and also those qualities of firmness and steadiness and support within us, within the body, within the heart-mind. And then in the Dharma talk on Thursday night, as part of an exploration of equanimity as an awakening factor, I invited us to notice the quality of space. So space within the room, space beyond the room, space within our own minds. And that invitation was to pay less attention to the objects or the contents of experience, and instead bring more awareness to the awareness itself. So this morning I'd like to in some ways continue this process of, to quote the Buddha's instructions to Rahula, to develop the mind, to develop the meditation in tune with space. So we'll be orienting more to this elemental quality of space. And again, it's an experiment. So seeing if you can just settle back, enjoy exploring whatever happens in response to the words that I offer. So take a few moments just to come home to the body. And to establish that stable base. Beginning by just very simply knowing there is the body. And the body is sitting. As you tune in and get that felt sense of the body, just making whatever micro adjustments might be needed to find that very stable and steady and balanced posture. And as you settle in, bringing particular attention to the contact of the body with the ground, the floor beneath you. Noticing that sense of firmness, solidity, stability of the floor beneath your feet. And that sense of steadiness and support in the cushion or the bench or the chair beneath your sitting bones. So you can invite the weight of the body to settle a little more fully into that support. And you can relax some of that sense of holding up or holding on. You're just gently scanning through the body and softening any tension or tightness that can be softened just a little. And now the lower part of the body is forming that stable base. We can invite the spine to emerge just a little taller and straighter, becoming just a little more upright. And then noticing the position of the head at the top of the spinal column. Finding that position of balance so the muscles in the neck and the shoulders can relax. The shoulder blades can drape down the back. And the hands can just rest together in your lap or on your legs. So the lower part of the body is grounded and connected with the earth. And the upper part of the body is upright and extending into space. Finding that balance between heaven and earth. Expansiveness and groundedness. Sitting like a mountain. Strong and steady, upright and at ease. And now that we've established this sense of the whole body as a kind of a frame, we can begin to tune in now to all the little sensations that are experienced anywhere within this field that we call body. And knowing the body is a field of aliveness, and all the myriad sensations within that field, pulsing, or throbbing, tingling, or vibrating, or flowing, expanding and contracting, just tuning in to this ever-changing flow of physical sensations anywhere within the body. And as we stay close to those sensations that we're naming as within the body, we can begin to notice if there is any kind of edge between inside and outside. Is there any such thing as a boundary or a limit? Is it just physical sensations happening in space? No inside, no outside. Just sensations arising and passing away. Known within the field of awareness, sensations in space. As we continue exploring and refining the awareness on these sensations in space, we can begin to tune into the quality of the space itself. Perhaps knowing that space as an absence of solidity or pressure or form of any kind. So we can just attune to this quality of space. Conventionally within the body or beyond. Just settling back and knowing space. Space internally or externally, no different. Awareness, knowing it all, just experiences arising in space and then passing away. And then in the same way, noticing space in the mind. The gaps between thoughts. Moments of absence of mental activity. holding space as the background that the thoughts emerge from. We're tuning in now to that awareness. The background silence. Emptiness. Space behind and between the thoughts. Just space. Letting the awareness rest in that stillness, spaciousness, the silence of the mind that's completely at ease, floating effortlessly on a slow-moving river at night. The water completely unrippled, gently flowing towards the sea, and the vastness of the night sky above, infinitely still. Infinitely spacious. Infinitely silent. Infinitely peaceful.